Business entertaining is perhaps best described as hospitality of any kind provided to third parties, such as customers or suppliers. It is more than the provision of meals and hospitality, such as corporate entertainment at Ascot, Arsenal or Wimbledon. The costs of such business entertainment are normally disallowed in the employee's tax computations, and the employee should then be able to obtain a tax deduction. HMRC guidance at the Employment Income Manual number 32585 says that Section 356 ITPA prevents any deduction for expenses incurred by an employee or office holder in providing entertainment or a gift in connection with the employee's trade, business, profession or vocation. The prohibition does not apply if the expense has been paid or reimbursed by the employer and the employer's payment or reimbursement is included in the employee's earnings for tax purposes, and the employer's payment or reimbursement falls to be disallowed under what was Section 577 of ICTA 1988 or Section 45 of ITOIA 2005 in calculating the employer's profits. The third condition is in fact relaxed in the case of charities. Tonnage tax companies and companies whose profits are exempt from tax under the terms of a double taxation agreement. For AAT members, the one you're most likely to come across, of course, is the charity situation. Cases where the disallowance is made in the employer's tax computation will generally be those where the employer makes a specific reimbursement of entertaining expenses to the employee or gives them a round sum allowance, specifically for entertaining. In such cases, the expenses are taxed as part of the employee's earnings, subject to deduction under Section 336, and you may have to claim that deduction for your client. If the employer gives the employee an expense allowance not specifically for entertaining, or simply pays the employee an all-inclusive salary, there will usually be no disallowance on the employee under Section 577 or Section 45 ITOIA. In that case, Section 356 prevents the employee from obtaining a deduction for entertaining expenses. You should note that if Section 356 does not prevent the employee from having a deduction, the employee still has to satisfy the conditions of Section 336. This can mean occasionally that the expenditure is disallowed in the computation of the employee's profits under Section 577 or Section 45, and the employee is also denied a deduction because the expenditure does not satisfy the general rule about deductions for expenses. It is my view that genuine business entertaining should be covered by a P11D dispensation, failing which it has to be reported on Form P11D. HMRC guidance in the Employment Income Manual at 30077 indicates a concern about business entertaining being provided as an incentive or a reward. Business entertaining expenses will not be allowed as a deduction if it involves reciprocal entertaining. For example, I'll pay this week, you pay next week. I have to say you don't see that very often, but I have seen it.